bringing the desert heat to the Gulf Coast. What Sarasota tennis players can learn from Indian Wells. While the tennis world focuses on the California desert for the 2026 BNP Paribas Open at Indian Wells, it's the perfect time for recreational players here on Longboat Key and in the greater Sarasota area to grab a notebook. Watching the pros isn't just about marveling at their athleticism, it's about active studying. Interestingly, the conditions at Indian Wells have a lot in common with our local Florida courts, making this specific tournament a goldmine for tactical takeaways. Here's how you can watch the top men and women right now and use their strategies to dominate your next match at the Longboat Key Tennis Center or Payne Park. The court connection, why Indian Wells is relevant to Florida Indian Wells, is played on hard courts, but they are notoriously gritty and slow. The ball bites the surface, slows down, and bounces high through the dry desert air. If you play regularly on the hard-true clay courts that are so popular around Sarasota, this should sound familiar. Like our local clay courts, Indian Wells neutralizes big, flat hitters and heavily rewards patience, heavy topspin, and smart point construction. You can't just hit through your opponent, you have to outmaneuver them. What to learn from the top ATP men? The men's draw is heavily stacked right now, and the top seeds are putting on a masterclass in slow court tactics. Carlos Alcaraz's drop shots, the world number one, is currently unbeaten in 2026. Because the courts are slow, players stand much further behind the baseline to return his heavy ground strokes. Alcaraz exploits this beautifully by disguising his drop shots. Your takeaway: if you are pushing your Sarasota opponent deep into the fences with high topspin, sneak in a drop shot. On a slow, hard true court, making your opponent sprint forward is exhausting and highly effective. Yannick Sinner's controlled aggression, Sinner number two, hits a massive ball. But watch when he pulls the trigger. He doesn't go for a flat, low-percentage winner on the first ball. He uses heavy, deep angles to push his opponent off the court before flattening out his shot for the winner. Your takeaway: stop trying to hit winners from behind the baseline. Build the point with depth, wait for the short ball, and then step in. Novak Djokovic's depth and defense. Notice how Djokovic targets the middle of the court with deep, looping shots when he is out of position. Your takeaway: when you are pulled wide, don't go for a risky, down-the-line winner. Hit a high, heavy ball deep down the middle to reset the point and buy yourself time to recover. What to learn from the top WTA women? The WTA field is bringing incredible variety to the desert this year, with a mix of heavy hitters and defensive maestros. Aryna Sabalenka's court positioning, the current world number one, uses her heavy topspin to completely dictate the baseline. Notice how she tries to make contact with the ball while it is still rising, taking time away from her opponent. Your takeaway: on slow courts, it's easy to get lazy and let the ball drop. Focus on your footwork, step into the court, and take the ball at its peak to keep your opponent on their heels. Mira Andreeva's point construction. The defending 2025 Indian Wells champion won the tournament last year at just 17 years old by outsmarting her opponents. She uses angles, slices, and high loops to break her opponent's rhythm. Your takeaway: you don't need overpowering pace to win in Sarasota. Use a slice backhand to keep the ball low in the wind, or a high looping forehand to push a shorter opponent back. Coco Gauff's defensive resilience. Gauff is a master at making her opponent hit one extra ball. In the heat of the day, making your opponent work for every single point leads to unforced errors. Your takeaway: embrace the grind. In the Florida humidity, if you can consistently get one more ball over the net than the player across from you, you will win the match. Victoria Mboko's fearless returns. The 19-year-old Canadian just cracked the top 10 for the first time. Watch how aggressively she treats second serves. Your takeaway: don't just block a weak second serve back into play. Step around your backhand, look for your forehand, and immediately put the server on the defensive.actionable Sarasota strategies to bring it all together for your next match on the sun-baked courts of Longboat Key 1. Embrace the rally. Accept that the ball will come back more often on slower courts. Don't panic and overhit point 2. Use the wind. If the sea breeze is kicking up off the Gulf, use heavier topspin when hitting with the wind to keep the ball in, and hit slightly flatter and harder when hitting into the wind. Point 3. Hydrate like a pro. You'll see the pros at Indian Wells drinking electrolytes at every changeover. Sarasota's humidity drains you faster than you think. Start hydrating the night before your match.